20 teachers in California facing disciplinary action for posts on Charlie Kirk. California public school districts are pursuing disciplinary measures against at least 20 teachers over derogatory social media posts made on the assassination of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk, with actions ranging from paid leave to termination. The investigations, sparked by posts that mocked or appeared to endorse Kirk's September 10th murder during a campus talk in Utah, reflect a national trend. In Texas, roughly 280 teachers are under investigation over similar posts. Kirk, who built Turning Point USA into a powerhouse for conservative movement on college campuses, often clashed with progressive educators on issues such as curriculum inclusivity and parental oversight. His murder is considered by authorities and officials as politically motivated. Kyle Sullivan, a longtime teacher at Pacheco Union Elementary in Redding, a modest district nestled in conservative-leaning Shasta County, is one of the teachers facing disciplinary actions. Sullivan's Facebook entries, under the username Mr._Sullivan_87, surfaced shortly after Kirk's shooting, including a post that read, "You reap what you sow, Mr. Kirk." In another post, linked to a video of U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene criticizing school policies, he wrote, "Can someone please kill her?" These quickly went viral among local groups, prompting Superintendent Jake Fuller to place Sullivan on administrative leave on September 11th. "I want to assure you that this post does not reflect the values, beliefs, or mission of our school or district. At Pacheco, we are deeply committed to fostering a safe, respectful, and supportive environment for every student, staff member, and family," Fuller, also the school's principal, said in a statement to families. During a September 17th board meeting, the school district voted unanimously to fire Sullivan. Following heated public comment from parents expressing safety concerns and demanding Sullivan's termination and the revocation of his teaching credentials. In response, the Shasta County Sheriff's Office increased patrols around the campus, a measure Fuller said would help restore confidence in school safety. Sullivan, who appears to have since deleted the posts made on Threads, now awaits a state commission review that could result in the permanent revocation of his teaching license. In Roseville, the Dry Creek Joint Elementary School near Sacramento placed a teacher on paid administrative leave after a comment appeared to condone Kirk's assassination. "One less piece of in the world today. A Nazi does not deserve your sympathy," the post read in a screenshot on X. In a statement sent to media outlets, the district described the posts as unacceptable and concerning, vowing a full examination while emphasizing the teacher's views don't align with the district, which serves about 6,500 students. The district did not return a request for comment from the Epoch Times by publication time. Conservative parental rights advocate Jonathan Zacherson, a board member in neighboring District Roseville City School, said the responses are justified. "If you were to just criticize Charlie Kirk on his position, or even if you just didn't like him as a person, it's a little bit political. But that's not the problem," Zacherson told the Epoch Times on October 3rd. "It is the part that they're celebrating violence and his death, and in some cases, they're celebrating the assassin and encouraging more of it." Union representatives reported a spike in calls from anxious members, estimating 24 cases statewide. "Seems like every day there's more and more attacks on us as educators, as union members, and this time it seems like they're coming after even our own free speech rights to publish our own stuff," said David Goldberg, who leads the California Teachers Association, the state's largest union with over 300,000 affiliates. Goldberg views the pushback as a tactic in broader cultural battles, urging staff to seek guidance swiftly and exercise discretion online. California's framework offers some buffers, prohibiting penalties for off-duty political speech. Tenured educators such as Sullivan have appeal routes, potentially through arbitration or courts.